This is Unpublished Opinion for January 18th, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, listen as I fold laundry again. I'll give you a fitness update, my opinion of the Golden Globe Awards, as well as let you hear what it's like to wait for the bus in the cold in Chicago, as well as a clip of Prince E and I's recent stair-climbing adventure. Hello, everyone. Once again, I am recording this while folding laundry. If you recall, I did the exact same thing last Wednesday. I am sort of a bit of a creature of habit when it comes to doing chores and things, or else they don't get done. So Wednesday is the officially designated laundry day. If I let it go past a week, it just becomes overwhelming. You know, it's amazing how many more clothes you have when there are two people versus one. You'd think it would just be twice as hard, but actually it seems like it's more than that. Another problem I faced with the laundry today was that since I started working out again, I have to wash all of my workout clothes, so that adds to it. And I'm sure this is fascinating for all of you people listening to hear about my laundry. That's just what I'm thinking about right now, because obviously that's what I'm doing right now. So yesterday I went to the gym and I did a little over 7.5 miles. On the exercise bike. They have new bikes there now, which are much nicer than the ones they had before, which, you know, had seen better days. You know, the heart rate monitor part worked, and the letters on the buttons hadn't faded away, so it was pretty exciting. Very fancy new bikes they have. You may have noticed that I have not mentioned anything on my blog about that swimming class that I had signed up for, and that's because I didn't go. I decided that, seeing as it doesn't start until 8:15 at night, when I usually go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, was not a good idea. And besides, the first class was this past Monday, and I had the day off, and I basically laid around in my PJs all day, and was certainly not about to go outside at 8 o'clock at night to go exercise. Not to mention, you know, having to swim and be in a bathing suit with people I didn't know. I think my debut as a swimmer in front of a big group of people is going to have to wait until I feel a little more confident. I know that's probably silly since it was supposed to be an intro swimming class, but that's just how I am. So it'll wait. I'm going to keep swimming though. I got a new swim cap, which is not latex, and so it doesn't rip my hair out, so that's exciting. So it'll make the swimming a little less painful. Or at least the post-swimming part of it less painful. So since I always talk about movies on here, I thought I should probably mention the Golden Globe Awards, which were held this past Monday. Now, unfortunately, despite all of our best efforts to see as many movies as we could, I hadn't seen everything yet, so I really can't give I can give an educated opinion about whether I agree with the Hollywood Foreign Press, but I really can't give a fully educated viewpoint because I haven't seen everything. So once the Oscar nominations come out, we're going to have to figure out what it is we haven't seen, at least of the Best Movie, Actor, Actress categories. Because I sort of started this, having to see all of the nominated films. I started this trend, I don't remember what year it was, but it was the year that Braveheart beat Sense and Sensibility. Now, I hadn't seen Braveheart, and I still have never seen Braveheart, but I was so mad that Sense and Sensibility lost. But I said to myself, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe Braveheart was a better movie. I have no idea, having not seen it. And so I sort of told myself, you know, over the years that, you know, I want to know if I should really truly be, if my anger is justified when the movie I want to win doesn't. And the only way I'm going to know if the anger is justified is if I've seen, you know, the movie that beats it out. So, you know, it's been probably since I started law school. So what year was that? I don't know. So maybe the last five, six Oscars, I've probably tried to see everything ahead of time. Last year was the first year that I actually had seen all the nominated movies before the nominations even came out. That was quite an accomplishment. So then we were just able to go see a couple other movies, you know, to fill out the actor-actress nominations. So I think we'll be close this year. I think we're going to see Brokeback Mountain soon, so I think then maybe we will have covered all of the most likely movies to be nominated for Best Picture. And once the nominations do come out, I will, of course, have to have a show where I, you know, sort of Simba's mom's opinion of who should win what Oscar, if my opinion holds any value, I don't know, but I will definitely do that to let you all know who I think should be the winners. But from the movies I have seen, I was very happy to see Walk the Line win, as well as Joaquin and Reese in the actor and actress categories, because that movie was great, and they were great. And I still, even though I saw the movie, I think Thanksgiving weekend, I think I've listened to the album like every day since then. So it's pretty sad. I don't even listen to any other music anymore except for the Walk the Line soundtrack. So, like I said, I was happy to see they got the recognition that they deserved. And I was very happy to see Philip Seymour Hoffman win for Capote. I reviewed Capote here on a podcast previously, and if you recall, you know, I said at the time that I thought he was phenomenal as Truman Capote, so I was very happy to see him win as well. So I am standing here waiting for the bus. Can you hear the wind? They took down the little shelter cubby thing to stand in at this bus stop for some unknown reason. Thing blocking the wind, so I keep periodically getting blown a few inches, and pretty soon I'm going to be all the way down at the corner. It's really cold. Luckily I have my sleeping bag coat on. I think I just missed the bus. So, not sure how long before another one comes. I haven't ridden the bus in a while. Well, I did yesterday, but I got lucky, and it just came when I came out here, but... yeah, so that's about all I have to say on cold and in a happier world with fixed radiators. I would be at work already. My nice warm up, having my breakfast. But alas, I'm not. Okay, that's all. I don't think I was recording before.
Okay.
All right.
Recording now?
Starting on the 20th floor.
I don't want any regrets.
You don't want to have to do it again for the sake of the show.
Yeah. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you're starting out with two at a time.
Keeps up crackling.
Is it hurt or it's just being loud?
It's just being loud.
Yeah. So your left ankle and my right ankle should hang out sometime.
I think it does sometimes.
Yeah. Where's the track though? How come you get to lead?
Because I'm slower than you.
Oh. And you're afraid I'll go too fast?
Yeah.
Sorry. So how many floors was the Oak Brook Tower thing again? It was like 31, but the flights were like 17 steps of flight or something. So it'd probably be like doing all 35 here. You're not saying a whole lot.
It's hard for you to do this in clock. I'm trying to keep my upper body as still as possible instead of swaggering like this.
Isn't this where we rest? Or not? Just a little.
Shouldn't talk as much now.
Today's show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit my blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com and feel free to email me with any questions or comments at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. Thanks. Have a nice day.